Millions will be making career transitions in 2021, maybe even changing careers entirely, right? Well, our guest, Maria Retan from the company Jump Team, is an expert on that. And I asked Maria, if we're applying for a job online, how do we cut through that clutter?
Yeah, great, great question. Well, the good news is you can break through. And I am still a huge believer in the one-to-one connection. So number one, try to understand who's really hiring for that position. Let's say you're looking at a job board. If they don't have a name for the person who's recruiting for the position, do a little search. Go and start to dig into the company and see who's leading HR. Do a little digging into your LinkedIn and see if you know anyone from your LinkedIn connections who may be connected to someone within that company so that you can get a name, maybe even an email, maybe even a warm introduction. I'm a huge believer in the art of the warm introduction. We are virtually connected to hundreds, sometimes thousands of people. We need to take advantage of that, especially when you're job hunting. And it's the way to cut through the clutter and make sure your resume ends up at the top of the heap. So number one, do your investigation. See if you can't find out who's recruiting, make that personal connection over LinkedIn, follow up with a LinkedIn message, introduce yourself, try to network your way in that way. Otherwise, reach out to someone who may know someone within the company, try to get a one-on-one introduction and make that into a phone conversation if you can. Just a little introductory, hi, meet and greet. This is who I am and why I'd be a great fit for your organization. You want to make sure, too, that you're really looking hard at your resume. Just don't dust it off. Reinvent it. Take a look at the types of jobs that you're interested in and, you know, really customize your resume to speak to those jobs. Address those skills. Make sure those skills, those job responsibilities, those words are actually in your resume, because we use algorithms sometimes to scrape the resumes, especially if you are issuing them on job boards. And you want to make sure that your resume is popping with those keywords. So customize each resume for each job posting to make sure those responsibilities and the job posting are showing up on your resume. Now, I would just say hang in there. There's hope. Do not get down. Your mental positivity goes a long way in you getting that next job. Don't lose hope. We're going to get out of this. It's just a matter of time. In the meantime, take the opportunity to really consider what you want to do, how you want to do it, and just go after your dreams. And I wish you the best of luck.
That is Maria Retan from the company Jump Team.